Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, like other agricultural organizations out there, the National Association of Wheat Growers and U.S. Wheat Associates are applauding the Biden administration's announcement that the USDA and the U.S. Agency for International Development are providing $670 million in food assistance to countries in need. Mike Schulte is executive director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and the chair of the U.S. Wheat and NOG Food Aid Working Group and says that wheat has long been the most often donated commodity for food aid programs, and U.S. wheat growers are ready to help again.
Yes, I mean, you talk to producers in the United States, and the first thing they'll tell you that the main goal is for them to feed the world, and that's what we pride ourselves on as American farmers, and we want to be able to help people, especially in their time of need in other places.
The action is an important step in helping get assistance to countries facing food insecurity, which has been intensified by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, says NOG's CEO Chandler Gould. Ukraine is a significant wheat exporting country, and he says Russia's aggression has caused considerable market and global supply chain disruptions. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.